Welcome to the top 5 startup news for the week ending 5th February 2022. News number 1. Government's digital push to drive big business for startups and tech firms. Financial Minister Nirmala Sitharaman on Tuesday proposed several initiatives with technology as the pivot to boost a wide swathe of sectors such as skilling, agriculture, education, mental health, logistics, or bolstering small and medium enterprises. IT industry body NASSCOM said the budget is betting big on technology and it will help in shaping this decade as the decade of technology in India or decade. Also, a project called as Drone Shakti project was released by the government, which announces a big thrust towards using drones, and startups will be encouraged to launch drones not just as a product but also as a service to be used by farmers for land surveying, spraying of insecticides, and digitization of land records. In news number 2, no concessional tax rate on dividends from foreign entities to impact startups, companies looking to bring in cash to India. Previously, there was a concessional tax rate of 15% for any dividends that you got from investing in a foreign company of at least 26%. This was a feasible option for many startups and also for investors who were investing heavily in other countries' companies. But now the concessional rate of 15% tax has been removed, and these dividends will be taxed at the normal long-term capital gains rate itself. In news number 3, startup founders, investors to benefit from 15% cap on tax surcharge. Venture capital investors and startup founders are likely to benefit from a tax tweak announced in budget 2022-23. The surcharge on long-term capital gains tax has been capped at 15% for all listed and unlisted companies. So as you know, there are two ways that you can make money out of a listed or a non-listed company. Either you are a venture capitalist and you have invested in a company, and when the IPO comes for the company, you sell off your shares first and then exit that company through an IPO, thus making a lot of money. Second is, you could be an employee in the company. You could have got ESOPs from the company as an incentive for staying in the company. And post the IPO, you could also sell your shares and thus make a lot of money. But these investments are now capped at a tax rate of 15%, which is a good news to venture capital investors, startup founders, as well as employees working in startup firms. In news number 4, government wants to push thematic funds focused on deep tech, agri-tech, and climate change in order to unlock large pools of domestic capital and channelize them towards the startup ecosystem. The government said it will look to create thematic funds for sunrise sectors on the lines of the National Investment and Infrastructure Fund and SIDBI Fund of Funds. Fund of Funds generally invest in other funds rather than directly investing in stocks or in companies. In blended finance, development finance is used for the mobilization of additional funds. One of the demands of the startup ecosystem to the government was to facilitate channeling of more domestic capital to promote and foster entrepreneurship. And that is where this idea of having a thematic fund came into existence. This is a good move as it will spark more interest in certain sectors which clearly need more capital. The participation from the government entities to provide up to 20% of the corpus will be helpful, is what we are expecting. And we are expecting to see many more startups, specifically in these sunrise sectors, specifically pharma, agri-tech, deep tech, digital economy, etc. In news number 5, Delhi dethrones Bengaluru as startup capital of India. Delhi has become the startup capital of India outdoing Bengaluru on the number of startups added since April 1, 2019, according to the Economic Survey 2022. The survey said more than 5,000 recognized startups were added in Delhi, while 4,514 startups were added in Bengaluru between April 2019 and December 2021. With a total of 11,308, Maharashtra has more recognized startups than any other state. The survey said India now has more than 61,400 startups recognized by the Department for Promotion and Industry and Internal Trade, DPIIT. At least 14,000 recognized startups were added in the 2021 to 2022 fiscal. I hope you found this content interesting. These are the top 5 startup news for the week ending 5th February 2022. If you like the content that I'm creating, please do subscribe to my channel and smash that like button. If you want me to cover any specific topic, please do drop it in the comment section below and I will take it up. This is Sirisha Varma, Founder Chief Strategist at Branding My Pixels, a business strategy design and digital marketing company coming live to you from India. I'll see you again in my next video. Please do take care. Bye-bye.